going to talk now to Isaac Clarke. He's going to be part of an international science and robotics competition involving Lego in the United States next month. And he has a whole robotic team working with him. Isaac, what are you building for the competition?
What we're building, it's a special type of Lego called Lego Mindstorms. It's a little mini computer which connects with Lego Technic pieces, and you can program it on the computer to do whatever you want.
I love the idea that you've called your team Project Bucephalus, because you obviously know who Bucephalus was, don't you?
Yep.
Tell the people.
Okay, Bucephalus was Alexander the Great's war horse, and the reason why we chose that name was we have a few girls on the team who are absolutely horse crazy, and everybody else refused to be called Rainbow Ponies, so we chose Bucephalus because that's a horse and it's not like Rainbow Ponies or anything.
It's a great name, and it's a lovely thing that you obviously, you're pretty good at general knowledge, I would say.
Mm, yeah.
What's your favourite subject? Is it science?
Yep. Particularly like the experiments.
And what's your team like? Do you have to give them a lot of instructions to keep them in order, or are they good?
No. Well, actually, it's not my team. We all work together. There's no real team captain.
Right. So what about your future? Would you like to bring these skills up to a professional level in the future?
Yeah.
Perhaps engineering or?
Yeah. I'm actually thinking of becoming either an inventor or a Lego master builder.
That's pretty good, because they do all the prototypes, don't they, before they're actually manufactured?
Yeah, well, actually, Lego master builder is actually just a stage name. Lego Master Builders, they're actually divided into two people, Lego Model Builders and Lego Model Designers. So designers are the people who think it up. The builders are the people who actually put it all together.
Fantastic. Look, that sounds wonderful. I wish you luck and success in the US. Perhaps I can go back to Andrew, your dad, now. Thank you for talking to me, Isaac. Andrew is with us too, father of Isaac. A very articulate young man, Andrew, and I understand homeschooled.
Yes, the whole team, the whole Project Bucephalus team is made up of homeschooled students. That's how they got together. The youngest is 10, Isaac's 11, and the oldest we have is 16.
Obviously, they're kids who like to think, and it's a big responsibility to take on the teaching. Do you and your wife do it together? Or?
Well, my wife is the main teacher. I fill in with subjects I know more about, but the day-to-day, the children are in our own little schoolroom with Mummy, and she's instructing them on everything from English to science to maths.
I guess the benefit is you get really good, you know, teacher-pupil ratios, don't you?
Any child benefits from having a one-to-one teacher-student ratio. Any child in that situation will excel.
Look, he sounds really articulate and interesting, and a great credit to you. Are you going to the USA with the team?
Yes, I am. The kids are part of a tournament called the First Lego League. It's a big, they say it's an international robotics tournament. The kids have got to build an autonomous robot to compete on a game board. They've got to make an invention and conduct research, and they've got to adhere to a set of core values. Most principal being the idea that what they learn is more important than what they win. So it's a great experience for them, and I'm going over and hoping they do well.
Oh, so do I. That sounds terrific. And I do appreciate your time today. I know it's a mad day for you, Andrew, and I wish you and the team all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much, Carol.